Now the news. I'm Tian Yu. Chinese President Xi Jinping told International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach that he values the winter sports economy and the Winter Olympic Games.
I place more importance on the vitality the Winter Olympic Games will inject into the country than how many medals or gold medals Chinese athletes will win in Beijing. The Winter Olympics will inspire 3 million people to take part in ice and snow sports, and their popularity will help with the building of a leading sports nation.
Bach congratulated China on overachieving its goal of engaging 300 million people in ice and snow sports and says the Beijing Winter Olympic Games were ushering a new era for global winter sports. The Russian president says both Russia and China are opposed to the politicization of sports. During a virtual meeting with Russian athletes, Vladimir Putin says the main goal of international sporting event is to strengthen friendship. The Kremlin cited the president as saying large international competitions can serve as a stimulus for the popularization of sports in society. China says it will actively fulfill its duties as the rotating president of the Conference on Disarmament, play a constructive role, and enhance coordination with other relevant parties. Foreign Minister Wang Yi delivered a written message upon the opening of this year's session of the conference, saying China unswervingly follows the path of peaceful development and is committed to the role of a builder of world peace, a contributor to global development, and a defender of international order. The International Monetary Fund projects that the global economy will grow by 4.4%, down by 0.5 percentage points from October's forecast. It says growth will slow as economies grapple with supply disruptions, higher inflation, record debt, and persistent uncertainty. First Deputy Managing Director Geeta Gopinath says, while Omicron will weigh on activity in the first quarter of 2022, this effect will fade starting in the second quarter. BioNTech and Pfizer have started clinical trials of an Omicron-based COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The companies say the study will involve up to 1,420 participants. They will be divided into three groups and receive the Omicron-based jab depending on their vaccination status. A study published in the Lancet Microbe Journal says that a China-developed mRNA COVID-19 vaccine has shown to be safe. It says the vaccine candidate exhibited an acceptable safety profile and induced a strong immune response. A multi-regional Phase 3 human trial with more participants is currently underway to test the efficacy of the Chinese vaccine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he welcomes a Metropolitan Police investigation into alleged lockdown parties at his Downing Street residence.
I welcome the Met's decision to conduct its own investigation because I believe this will help to give the public the clarity it needs and help to draw a line under matters.
Johnson is facing calls from opposition politicians to resign after a stream of leaks revealed that his staff held parties during the toughest peacetime rules imposed in Britain. New allegations emerged that he broke COVID-19 rules he imposed by attending a birthday party when social gatherings indoors were banned. Talks between the Taliban, Western diplomats, and other delegates on humanitarian aid to Afghanistan have wrapped up in Norway. The acting foreign minister in Afghanistan's Taliban-run cabinet says the talks went very well. The Taliban are demanding that $10 billion frozen by the United States and other Western countries be released, but there is no agreement on that so far. The office of Israel's president says he will make a historic trip to the United Arab Emirates on Sunday. Isaac Herzog will meet with the Abu Dhabi Crown Prince and other senior UAE officials, as well as representatives of the local Jewish community. He will also inaugurate Israel's National Day at the Dubai World Expo. Libya's parliament has announced the conditions for the head of the next government. A statement says the prime minister must not be a foreign citizen, must resign from their current public position, and must sign a pledge not to run for the upcoming elections. Libya was scheduled to hold a presidential election last month. The High National Elections Commission says the election is postponed indefinitely over technical and legal issues. Denmark international Christian Eriksen is training with Ajax reserve team to regain fitness while seeking a new team. The 29-year-old has not played since suffering a cardiac arrest during Denmark's opening match against Finland at Euro 2020 last June. He was fitted with an implantable cardioverter defibrillator. His contract with Inter Milan was terminated by mutual agreement last month. And that's the news. I'm Chen.